Can we turn this morning to the Gospel of John?
早上，让我们打开约翰福音。
And chapter 3.
第三章。
And can we read those simple verses from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 6?
我们从第一节读到第六节。
Or 1 to 7.
或者从第一节读到第七节。我们一起
read together.
我们一起读。有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人既经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。”
Can we bow our head in a word of prayer?
我们一起低头祷告。
Dear loving Father,
慈爱的天父，
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们聚集乃是靠主耶稣基督的名。
We bring our hearts to you this morning.
我们将我们的心带到你的面前。
Dear Lord, will you be our light and our vision?
亲爱的主，今天早晨求你成为我们的亮光，成为我们的异象。
Lord, you are the Savior of the world.
主，你是世人的救主。
Will you come and meet with us this morning as your people?
今天早晨求你来遇见我们，因为我们是属你的百姓。
Lord, this meeting is for your glory.
主，这个聚集是为着你的荣耀。
This place is for your honor.
这个地方是为着你的尊名。
We are a people chosen for your glory.
我们是为着你的荣耀被拣选的一般人。
Lord, will you give us an open heaven this morning?
主，求你今天早晨赐给我们一个敞开的天。
Lord, we open our hearts and our ears.
主，我们将我们的心、我们的耳打开。
Lord, please speak to us out of your book.
主，求你借着你的话语向我们说话。
As we pray for your life and your blessing.
我求你将生命、将祝福倾倒在我们的中间。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now we have these very simple words that you all know well.
我们读了这几节很简单、大家也很熟悉的经文。
This is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ bringing light and a vision to the people of Jerusalem.
这个故事讲到主耶稣基督将亮光和他的异象带到耶路撒冷的人。
And John tells this story.
约翰把这个故事告诉我们。
Remember, John is now 90 years old.
我们记得当约翰，我们知道约翰写这卷书的时候，他大约90岁。
And like our brother Stephen Kong, he wants to leave something to the brothers and sisters.
就像我们的江守道弟兄一样，他想要把一些的事情告诉弟兄姊妹们。
So John's Gospel was the last book written in the Bible.
所以约翰福音是圣经里新约里面最后写成的一卷书。
So John is saying, "What do my people need?"
所以约翰似乎在那里问说，神的百姓到底需要什么呢？
Lord, what should I remind the brothers and sisters of?
主，我应该用什么来提醒我的弟兄和姊妹们呢？
He had a vision. He must show Christ the light.
他有个意象，他要将启示基督是光。
Christ the King.
基督是王。
He must bring these words of Jesus Christ for us.
他要把这些主的话再一次的告诉我们。
So he tells this story of Nicodemus.
所以他告诉我们这个尼哥底母的故事。
Now Nicodemus was the number one teacher in Jerusalem.
尼哥底母是耶路撒冷一个最好的犹太教师。
He was the chief Bible teacher.
他 他是一个圣经教师。
Nicodemus was serious.
尼哥底母对属灵的事很认真。
He had a heart to know and a heart to teach.
他有一颗心愿意知道，也有一颗心愿意来教导。
But Nicodemus had a question.
但是尼哥底母有一个问题。
Who was Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
So Nicodemus taught the people in the day, but he had this question in the night.
所以白天这个尼哥底母他在教导神的百姓，但是在夜里他心里有一个问题。
He was also a ruler. He was one of the 70 rulers of the Jews.
他也是犹太人的一个官，很可能是70个长老中的一位。
Everyone brought questions to him, and he opened the book and told God's answers.
每个人就会把问题带到他面前，他就打开神的话，要解答他们的问题。
So in verse 2, he said, I must come by night to talk to the Lord Jesus alone.
所以在这里我们看到他说，我要晚上，我要来到耶稣那里来问他这个问题。
So you can see this picture, Nicodemus going through the streets to find where the Lord Jesus lives.
所以我们看到，想象这幅图画，尼哥底母穿过许多的街道，夜里来找耶稣。
And saying, "Can I speak to you?"
他说，我能不能跟你说话
？So in verse 2, he says, "Rabbi."
所以第二节那里，他称呼耶稣为拉比。
He calls him Master. He calls him with a name of honor.
他说，拉比也就是老师，就是犹太人。一个很尊敬的一个称呼。
And listen to the way he speaks.
然后我们来听他是怎样跟耶稣对话。
We know you are a teacher.
他说，我们知道你是老师，你是做师父的。
Nicodemus knows something.
尼哥底母知道一些事情。
Do you know something about Jesus Christ?
你是不是对耶稣也有所认识呢？
So, Nicodemus says, we know you are a teacher.
尼哥底母说，我们知道你是一个做师父的。
We know you come from God.
并且是从神那里来做师父的。
He says, we know no man can do these miracles.
他说，因为我们知道没有你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
He says, I know you work miracles.
他知道，他说，我们知道你行神迹。
So you must, God must be with you.
所以神一定是与你同在的。
See, he's got four pieces of knowledge.
所以他有四样的知识。
Nicodemus says, I know something about you, but I have a question.
他说，我知道一些关于你的事，但是我心里仍有一个疑问。
What does the Lord Jesus answer in verse 3?
第三节，主耶稣是怎么样回答他呢？
He says, truly, truly.
他说，我实实在在的告诉你。
Everything you have said is true.
就是说，你所说的都是实实在在的。
Your knowledge is correct.
你的知识是对的。
But he says, I say something to you.
但是主耶稣说，我现在要告诉你一些另外一些事情。
See, Nicodemus was speaking from what he knew.
尼哥底母是凭着他的知识来说话。
He had never spoken to Jesus Christ.
他从来没有面对面的跟主耶稣对话。
What John is saying, this is what the Lord Jesus spoke.
所以约翰似乎在说，这是主耶稣对他对尼哥底母所说的话。
And what are his words in verse 3?
那我们来看第三节主耶稣所说的话。
Let's read them together.
我们再一起读第三节。耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Can you see the picture? A night in Jerusalem, probably sitting on the roof of the house, the Lord Jesus and Nicodemus.
我们是否可以想象一下这幅图画，在一个耶路撒冷的晚上，可能在房顶。
And I think you find John is there too.
尼哥底母在问耶稣的一个问题，很可能约翰使徒约翰也在那里。
Nicodemus is very honorable, saying, "I know you are a teacher. I know you are from God. I know you do miracles."
尼哥底母对耶稣很尊敬，他说：“我知道你是做师父的，并且是由神那里来的，并且你行神迹。
”The Lord says, "That is true, but here's my answer.
主耶稣说这些都是真的，但是这里是这是我给你的答案。
Except you are born from a heaven, you cannot see.
除非你是从天上生的，你就不能够见神的国。
Nicodemus says, I know, the Lord says, you cannot see.
尼哥底母说我知道，但是主耶稣说你不能见。
You see what, can you understand what John's saying here?
我们是不是能够领会约翰所要传达的一个信息呢？
Now one thing about the Chinese culture, you put a great store in knowledge, in knowing.
在我们中国的文化里面，我们很重视知识，也就是知道一些事情。
See, the Chinese culture has always had great knowledge.
我们的文化里面给我们许多的知识。
You know the Mandarins who ruled.The Chinese people for thousands of years.
那些满洲人他统治中国的时候
，They began their studies at the age of seven.
他们是从七岁就开始学习。
And the best in China had to pass exams. They had to learn the six books of Confucius off by heart.
那些中国的学者们，他们要从小就要学六卷孔子的书，那么才能够通过那些考试。
And this is like Nicodemus.
这就像尼哥底母。
So in China, if a young man had promise, the father would say, "You are now seven. The family wants you to be a scholar."
所以在中国，你是如果七岁，那么你还有很有前途的话，父母就会有条件的话，就会给你去学，让你去学习。
And the rest of your life was about learning, knowing, memorizing, being perfect in your knowledge.
那么从七岁开始就一直我们就在学习，就是当学生做学者了。
So those with the most perfect knowledge could eventually be a mandarin and govern the people.
那么那些学业有成的最终就可以做官，就可以来治理百姓。
Nicodemus is exactly the same.
尼哥底母也是这样子。
The Jewish people began at a young age and knew the word of God off by heart.
这些犹太人他们从很小的时候就熟悉主的话语。
They could write it perfectly.
他们可以背诵主的话语，可以写下来。
Not one mistake in the words.
就是没有犯一个错误的。
Same with the Mandarin. When they had their exams, they had to write perfect from memory.The books of Confucius with no mistake.
就像中国古代的考试，他们也是要完全背诵那些孔子的书。
So Nicodemus and the Chinese people are the same, perfect knowledge.
所以尼哥底母跟我们中国人很像，就是他很重视这个知识。
The Lord said, "Yes, your knowledge is true, but can you see?"
但是主耶稣跟他说：“是的，这些知识都很好，但是你是否能看见呢？”
That's the question to you today. Can you see the Lord Jesus?
这也是今天我们面临的问题，我们是否能够见神的国？
Except you're born a second time from heaven, you cannot see.
除非我们是重生，就是第二次从天上生，否则我们不能见神的国。
And what do you need to see? The kingdom of God.
我们重生是为了能够得见神的国。
Now see, I did not choose these songs. Our brother chose them by prayer, and it was light and vision.
早晨这些龙王弟兄跳的诗歌是我们弟兄经过祷告跳的诗歌，讲到亮光和异象。
I did not tell anyone what we would share today. The Lord knows from heaven.
我并没有告诉他我要分享的内容，但是主知道。
I sat there singing, and I said, "These songs are exactly what the Lord wants me to tell you today."
当我坐在那里唱这些诗歌的时候，我感觉这些诗歌正是讲到我今天所要讲的题目。
See, God is a spirit. He's pleading. You must see. I want you to be a people that can see the kingdom.
神是个灵，所以他要他的百姓能够看见他的国。
So, what does Nicodemus do? He says, verse 4, how can a man be born when he's old?
所以尼哥底母怎样回答呢？在第四节里面，他说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
How can he enter a second time into his mother's womb?
他怎么能够再进他的母腹中生再生出来吗？
What does the Lord Jesus answer?
主耶稣怎样回答呢？
In verse 5,
第五节，
Truly, truly, your knowledge is perfect.
耶稣说，说实实在在的告诉你，是的，你的知识都是好的。
But I say something to you.
但是我再告诉你一些事。
Let's read verse 5.
我们再读第五节。耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
See, this is coming from heaven. Men do not have this knowledge.
这个知识是从天上来的，人没有这样的知识。
The Lord Jesus says, you say, how can a man enter into his mother's womb?
耶稣说，你是在问说，人怎么能够再进他的妈妈的腹中再生出来？
The Lord Jesus said, except you're born of water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom.
但主耶稣乃是说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
See, Nicodemus says, I know the Lord Jesus said, you, can you see?
尼哥底母说，我知道，但是主耶稣问他说，你是否能够看见？
Nicodemus says, how can I be born again into the kingdom through my mother's womb?
尼哥底母乃是问说，怎么能够从我妈妈的腹中再重新生一次呢？
The Lord says you must enter it by the water and the Spirit.
但是耶稣说，你乃是要借着水和圣灵重生，才能够进神的国。
Every time Nicodemus has knowledge, the Lord speaks from heaven.
每一次尼哥底母从他的知识，以他的知识来说话，主耶稣就从天上将这个启示告诉他。
And verse 6.
第六节。
What is born of the flesh is flesh.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
What's born of the Spirit is Spirit.
从灵生的就是灵。
Do you know that? Can you see that?
你们是否知道这个？是否看见这一点？
So the Lord Jesus says there's a barrier.
所以主耶稣说，好像在说，这里有一个拦阻。
We are born in the flesh, we live in the flesh, but the kingdom of heaven is here, it's Spirit.
我们是从肉身生的，我们已活在肉身之中。然后这里有一个天国，它是属灵的。
Now in verse 7,
第七节，
Nicodemus, don't be afraid, don't marvel. I said you must be born again.
这里说，好像主耶稣说，你不要觉得奇怪，我不要以为稀奇，我说你们必须重生。
See, part of being alive is we can see.
所以有这个生命，就意味着说我们能够看见。
And if our, we don't see very well, we correct our vision to seeing is important, isn't it?
我们如果不能够很好的看见，我们就要调整我们的视觉，让我们能够看见。
So, the Lord Jesus is saying, my people, can you see the kingdom?
好像主在这里说，我的百姓，你们是否能够看见神的国？
Can you see God's kingdom?
你是否能够看见神的国？
Except you're born again, you cannot. It's just words to you.
除非你已经重生，否则这些对你来说只是字句。
So he says to Nicodemus, you're the great teacher, but don't worry when I tell you, you must be born again.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母说，你是一个很伟大的教师，但是当我对你说你们必须重生的时候，你不要稀奇。
And then at the end of verse 8, he talks about being born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
第八节主就接着告诉我们是这个从圣灵生是怎么样一回事。
And what's Nicodemus' answer? Let's read verse 9.
那我们再读第九节，看看尼哥底母是怎么样回答他的。尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这事呢？
What does he say? How?He doesn't know anymore.
尼哥底母说，怎么会有这样的事？他不知道了。
He began by saying, Lord, I know four things about you. The Lord Jesus says, truly, truly.
他一开始是说，对主说，我知道，我知道，我知道。但是呢， 这时候他说我不知道。
The Lord said, but you, if you're not born again, you can't see what I'm talking about, the kingdom.
主乃是告诉他说，除非你已经重生，否则你并不知道我讲的是什么。
Nicodemus knows, the Lord says, but you can't see.
尼哥底母说我知道，但是主说你不能见。
Nicodemus says, how can I enter in?
尼哥底母说我怎么样能够进入呢？
The Lord said, you can't enter in till you're born a second time.
主乃是对他说，除非是借着重生，否则你不能进神的国。
And how am I going to be born again? The Holy Spirit changes you.
我们怎么能够重生呢？圣灵要改变我们。
And what does Nicodemus say now in verse 9?
然后尼哥底母在第九节怎么说呢？
He just says how.
他说怎么样会有这回事？
He has no more knowledge.
怎能有这事呢？
He says I don't know anything.
他不知道了。
And what does the Lord say in verse 10?
那么主怎么回答他呢？
Are you a master of Israel and you don't know these things?
你是以色列人的先生还不明白这事吗？
He is the chief teacher.
他是以色列一个很伟大的教师。
He now says, Lord, I don't know anything now.
但是他现在不得不承认说我不知道，怎能有这事呢？
That's the place to begin.
这就是一个开始我们一个开始的地方。
Do you know God's word?
我们是否知道神的话语？
Do you know something?
我们是否对耶稣有所认识？
The Lord says, but can you see my kingdom?
但是主耶稣要问我们，要挑战我们说，你是否能够见神的国？
Can you see me?
你是否能够看见我？
If you can see, it's because you have life.
如果你能够看见，证明说你有生命。
Why can I see? Because I'm alive. My eyes came with my body.
我们肉身的眼睛能够看见，因为我们有生命，我们的眼睛是与生俱来的。
If you're born again, you can see the kingdom in its glory and its greatness and its splendor.
同样的，如果我们从属灵的意义上来说，我们重生，我们属灵的眼睛就能够看见神的国和他的荣耀。
That's why the song was about vision.
所以这首诗歌唱到说，主是我们的意象。
I ask you, how much do you know about Australia?
但我问你，你们知道关于澳大利亚，你们知道多少？
I ask you, what is the highest mountain in Australia?
那我问你们，澳大利亚最高的山是哪一座？
You say, oh, I don't need to know that.
你说我不需要知道这个。
You ask me the highest mountain in China, and I would fail too.
你如果问我说中国最高的山是哪一座，我也不知道。
So if I ask you, young people will say, "Oh, I will ask Google. Google has all the knowledge."
年轻人会说我要问 Google, Google 一下，谁什么都知道。
This is Nicodemus.
这就是尼哥底母。
The Lord says, "No, I don't want. Do you know the highest mountain? Have you seen the highest mountain?"
但主不是问说你是不是知道最高的山是哪一座，是不是？主乃是问说你有没有去过，有没有见过那个最高的山？
See, I grew up in Australia, but I knew the highest mountain at school, but I'd never seen it.
我在澳洲长大，我也知道澳洲最高的山是哪一座，但是我从来没有见过。
It's called Mount Kosciuszko.
这叫 Mount Kosciuszko.
It's a Polish name.
是一个波兰的名字。
But one day I said I'm going to see it.
但是有一天我说我要去见一见。
And you have to walk to it.
那么你就要去这个山，也要走路去的。
And it's 9 kilometers.
是要走9公里的路。
And I begin in the afternoon.
我从下午开始走。
And the sun began to go down.
太阳渐渐落山。
So I had to go harder and quicker.
那我要越走越快。
And when I finally got there, I could stand on the top and say, I've seen from the top.Of the highest mountain.
最后我终于到了那个山上，我就能够说我见过这座山，我就从山顶看见下面的风景。
Now when I talk to you about the highest mountain, I don't tell you the height, I don't tell you facts, I say I have stood there and I have seen it.
所以当我在跟你讲到这座山的时候，我不是只有那些知识，只是告诉你这个山有多高怎么样，乃是我可以说我已经见过那座山。
When I stood there, I smelt the air. I saw all the other mountains around.
当我坐在那里的时候，我可以呼吸那里的空气，我一看见周围其他的山。
I had to walk through the snow to get there.
我要走过那些又下又 雪的地方，能够到达那里。
That's the difference, knowing and seeing.
这就是知道和看见的区别。
When you talk about this mountain, you talk about facts.
如果你没有去过这座山，那么你只能讲那些知识。
When I talk about that, in my mind, I'm standing there, looking all around, I'm breathing the air, I'm hot, I've walked to the top, I've seen, I've stood there. That is completely different.
但是当我讲到这座山的时候，我头脑里面就想到我当时站在那里的情景，我呼吸着那里的空气，我当时很辛苦地走到那里，我是一个完全是一个主观的经历。
That is the Lord Jesus and Nicodemus.
所以这就是主耶稣跟尼哥底母之间的区别。
Nicodemus is in the dark. He's saying, "Tell me about the kingdom. Tell me about heaven, so I can understand."
所以尼哥底母好像这一个在黑暗中的人，他说：“告诉我，把这个神国，把这个天国告诉我，让我能够明白。”
The Lord Jesus said, "If you're born from heaven, you're in the kingdom. You're with me. You can see. You can taste.You can experience.
但是主乃是告诉他说，如果你已经重生，你就在神的国里，你可以看见，可以听见，可以尝到天国的滋味。
Now, when you talk about China, you talk about the things you've seen, don't you?
但你跟我谈到中国，你的家乡的时候，你是跟我谈到你见过、经历过的事。
The things you've tasted.
那些你所尝过的事情。
The hot weather, the cold weather.
那些热的天气或者很冷的气候。
That's why you go back on holiday.
所以这就是你为什么一直回去。
China's in you and you are in China.
因为你的心，中国在你的心里，你也好像还在那个地方。
This is the kingdom. Once you're in it, you're never out of the kingdom.
这就是神的国。我们如果在神的国里，我们再也不会跑出去。
And that's why in verse 19 and 20 of John 3, he talks about light.
所以第十九节、二十节这一章就讲到光。
John 3 verse 19, light is come into the world.
十九节说光来到世间。
See, because the kingdom is about light. It's about seeing. It's not about words.
因为这个国度是关乎光，关乎看见，而不是只是在乎言语。
Verse 20, everyone that does evil hates the light.
二十节说，凡作恶的便恨光。
Verse 21, but he that does truth comes to the light.
二十一节说，但行真理的必来救光。
So you see, this is the difference. We are gathered together as people of the kingdom of God.
所以这就是一个区别，我们聚在一起乃是神的子民，光明的子女。
Do you know the Lord Jesus says, can you see?
我们是否能够明白，当主告诉我们说，你是否能看见？
Do you want to enter into God's kingdom?
我们是否愿意进入神的国？
You must be born again.
如果是的话，那我们必须重生。
When you are born from heaven, then you see,Because you have a spiritual life.
如果我们是从善头生的，我们就能够看见，因为我们已经有了神的生命。
Once you have a spiritual life, you have a spiritual light of glory.
我们如果有一个属灵的生命，我们就能够有属灵的光，能够看见神的国度。
And that light is God's word.
那么那个光就是神的话语。
And you want to walk in the light, not in the darkness.
我们也愿意在那个光中行走，而不是在黑暗中行走。
See?Here, we want to meet in the light, don't we?
当我们聚集在这里的时候，我们需要光，我们希望在光中聚集。
So, then the Lord Jesus goes a bit further in John chapter 4 and verse 24.
然后主耶稣就继续讲到这个事情，在约翰福音第四章第二十四节。
God is a spirit.
主耶稣说神是个灵。
If you are born again, your spirit is renewed.
如果你是重生的，那么你的灵是被更新的。
God is a spirit, and you are spiritual people in God's kingdom.
神是个灵，我们也是一帮属灵的人，在神的国里。
This morning we have a time of worship.
今天早晨我们要来敬拜主。
The Lord said, "Those that worship the Father must worship in spirit and truth.
主耶稣说，那真正拜父的要在灵和真理里来拜他。
Nicodemus was a man who worshipped God.
尼哥底母是一个敬拜神的人。
He gave his life to worship God, sacrifice to God, and honor God.
他终其一生就是要敬拜神，要来向神献祭，来尊荣神。
But what was missing?
但是那些那个缺少的是什么呢？
Nicodemus could not worship God in spirit.
他不能够在灵里来敬拜神。
So you see, even when we come together for worship, the Father wants us in the spirit and in the truth.
即使我们这样子，这么多人这样子聚集在一起，神是要我们在灵里来敬拜他。
Nicodemus knew, the Lord says, can you see?
尼哥底母说他知道，但是主问他说你是否看见。
Nicodemus says, how do I get into this kingdom?
尼哥底母说我怎么能够进入这个国度呢？
The Lord said, you must enter in by new birth, then you'll see and you'll be in the kingdom.
主耶稣说你只有借着重生才能够进入这个国，你才能够看见。
Look at John chapter 5 and verse 39.
我们再看约翰福音第五章第三十九节。
See,The Apostle John has these lessons for us.
使徒约翰呢是把这些的功课摆在我们面前。
Now in John 5 verse 39, the disciples of Nicodemus came around the Lord.
所以在约翰福音第五章三十九节，那些尼哥底母的门徒们来到主耶稣的周围。
They are called the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们被称为文士和法利赛人。
And this is what the Lord Jesus says to them.
这是主耶稣对他们所说的话。
Do you search the scriptures?
你们查考圣经吗？
In them you think you have eternal life.
你们以为内中有永生？
They speak of me.
是的，圣经是给我做见证。
So this is knowledge.
所以这是知识。
The Jewish people did know their Bible.
犹太人是知道他们的圣经。
They said if we know we have eternal life.
他们知道说以为内中有永生。
Let's read verse 40.
那我们再读第四十节。
John 5,
我们一起读。约翰福音五章四十节。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
What does the Lord say?
主怎么说呢？
You won't come to me to have life.
然后你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
It's another way of saying your knowledge does not give you eternal life.
也就是说，你的知识并不会给你永远的生命。
Eternal life comes from being born from heaven, born a second time.
这个永远的生命乃是从借着重生，借着从上头生。
Once you have that life, then you can see, then you can know, then you can taste.
一旦你有了这个生命，你就能够看见，你就能够知道，你也能够尝到那个天国的滋味。
So you see how simple he says, "Come to me and believe," and the Holy Spirit does the work.
所以我们看到主的话很简单，就是说到我这里来得生命。
See every chapter, John brings us back to this same question.
所以每一章圣经，约翰始终把我们带回到同一个问题。
See, let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 12.
我们再看约翰福音八章十二节。
Let's read verse 12 together.
我们再一起读十二节，八章十二节。耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
There you see.At a later date, the Lord Jesus is talking to people.
在过一些时候，耶稣对众人说
，He says, "I am the light."
他说我是世界的光。
He says, "I am the light of the world."
我是世界的光。
This light is for every people, every nation.
这个光是为着所有人，为着各族各方的人。
What does he say next?
然后他怎么说呢
？If you follow me.You won't walk in darkness.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
When a new baby is born, can a baby follow?
当一个婴孩刚刚出生的时候，他能不能跟着你呢？
Can a baby follow or does it get carried?
一个婴儿是不是能跟着你呢？还是说他需要被抱着？
At what age does a child have the strength to follow?
孩子多大的时候才有力量能够跟随父母呢？
They have to be a few years old so that they can walk without holding on.
至少要几岁，他们才能够不需要人牵着就能够跟着走。
So,They might be 2 years old, 3 years old, they know how to follow.
或者他们有两三岁，然后他们开始懂得跟随。
So he's saying, I'm the light, you must have spiritual life so you can walk and follow me.
就是说我是光，你必须有属灵的生命才能够来跟随我。
See, he's telling us now, can you walk the walk of Christ?
所以耶稣乃是在问说，你是不是能够走那个基督要走的路。
You can't walk unless you can see.
你除非你能够先有看见，否则你就不能够走这条路。
You can't see unless you have been born again with spiritual eyes.
除非你是先得到重生，否则你就不能看见。
Do you have trouble walking and following and obeying?
你是不是遇到难处，当你要跟随，要顺服主呢？
It's not the trouble with your mind, it's the trouble with your life.
不是我们头脑里的一个难处，那是我们生命里的难处。
See, have you ever seen the sunflower?
你有没有看到？有没有看见过那个向日葵
？What's special about the sunflower?
那个向日葵有什么特点呢
？When you plant a seed and the flower grows up, which way will it point?
当你把一个种子种下去，这个向日葵长起来的时候，它的花是向着哪里
？Have you ever noticed?It will always face the sun.
它永远都是向着那个太阳的。
You won't find the sun rising on the back of the sunflower. It turns.
你发现当太阳转到后面的时候，它就转过来了。
There are other flowers, the daisies, that they are closed in the night, they open in the day, and they close again at sunset.
有一些的花，它是当太阳出来的时候，它就打开；太阳落山的时候，它就合起来。
There's thousands of the daisies.They are open in the morning, they close, and you can't, in the evening, you can't get them to open up.
就像那个 Daisy, 它白天的时候太阳出来它就打开，晚上的时候它就全部一朵朵全部就合起来。
God's creation looks for light, opens to light, and follows the light.
就像在神的创造中，这些的自然界，它也是向着光，也是寻找那个光。
So you see, this is what the Lord is saying here.
所以这就是主在这里所说的。
Now what do we have in chapter 8 and verse 24?
在第八章第二十四节怎么说呢？
Or verse 23, I'm from above, ye are from this world.
或者二十三节耶稣对他们说，你们是从下头来的，我是从上头来的。
Let's read verse 24 together.
我们再同一起读二十四节。所以我对你们说，你们要死在罪中，你们若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
Now this is the Lord Jesus being honest to us.
所以主耶稣在这里是很诚实的告诉我们一件事情。
If you go to a doctor, some doctors say, you're alright, you're alright. They never worry about you.
如果你去看医生，有些医生他一直都是说你没病，没病，没事，没事。
Other doctors say, "Oh, your blood pressure is too high. You are eating too much. You are not exercising, and they are very hard on you."
有一些医生就很严厉，说你的血压太高，你吃的饮食不正常，等等等等，对你很严厉的。
They say, "Stop eating salt."Stop eating sugar.
他说你不要再吃那么多盐，不要再吃那么多糖。
Too many noodles.
你吃太多的面粉类。
They say if you don't change your life and your diet, you'll die.
他如果说你如果不改变你的饮食方式，你会死。
Which doctor is the best doctor?
那么哪一个医生你要选择，你觉得更好呢？
Some people say, no, I want the soft doctor, a doctor that makes me happy, so I don't want to change.
有些人说我希望那个对我很温柔的那个医生我就不要来改变我的生活。
Others say, no, that doctor is honest, I want to live. I will make the change, I will change my diet, my exercise.
因为有些人就说我要那个严厉一点的医生，因为我要活着，因为他要，我要借着他的话要改变我的生活。
There are soft words and hard words.
所以有些的话是很柔软的，有些话是很严肃的。
Here the Lord Jesus giving the honest, hard words.
所以这里耶稣是给我们一些很诚恳的、很严肃的话。
He's feeling our life, and he says, "You shall die in your sins."
好像他给我们的生命把脉，他说：“你们若不你们要死在罪中，若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
”The Lord said, "You have no spiritual life."
耶稣说：“你们没有属灵的生命。”
You have knowledge.
你们有知识。
You come to Bible studies.
你们来查经。
But in verse 24, if you believe not that I am the Christ, you shall die in your sins.
但是在24节说，若不信我是基督，必要死在罪中。
Do you want those hard words from the Lord Jesus?
我们是否愿意听这些难听的话呢？
It's only in the church you'll get the true words.
只有在教会里我们能够听那些中肯的话。
He says, if you don't believe that I am the Christ, you'll die.
所以说，你若不信我是基督，你要死在罪中。
You are born again by believing.
你重生乃是借着信。
If you haven't believed and confessed and repented of your sins, you're not born again.
如果你没有信他，没有悔改，那么你就不能够得着这个生命。
And this is John. He's saying, "Don't die in your sins."
好像使徒约翰在这里劝我们说，我们不要死，你们不要死在罪中。
You are happy today, but please don't die in your sins.
你们今天可能觉得过得很不错，但是不要死在罪中。
This world is here to make us very happy, very comfortable, but the devil wants us to die in our sins.
这个世界给我们许多的娱乐，叫我们在这里很快活，但是仇敌的背后的仇敌是要我们死在罪中。
That's why at 90 years of age, John is saying, "Remember the words of the Lord, don't die in your sins."
所以使徒约翰很严肃的警告我们，在他高龄，在他90岁高龄，警告我们说不要死在罪中。
John has seen so many of the brothers and sisters die and go to glory.
因为他看见有那么多的弟兄姊妹，他们死了，他们是到荣耀里去。
John has seen Paul die and have a glorious inheritance.
他看见使徒保罗死去，也进入荣耀。
John has seen Peter die and not deny his faith.
他看见过使徒彼得死了，没有否认他的信仰。
John has seen his own brother die and not die in sins but die in life.
看见他自己的兄弟雅各死去，不是死在罪中，乃是死了去进入荣耀里。
So this is John in his old age saying, "Please, my people, don't die in your sins."
所以这个是年老的约翰在这里劝神的百姓不要死在罪中。
If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will die in your sins.
如果你还没有相信耶稣基督，那么你要死在罪中。
That's why you're seeing me with this sign.
这就是为什么你看见有时候看见我提着这个牌子。
You might say this looks very strange when you, if I stand out the front.
你或许看见我站在门口拿这个牌子，你觉得很奇怪。
But I'll tell you the story. It's what we've had, John chapter 3 verse 7.
那我把这个故事告诉你，这个经文是讲到，这个是约翰福音三章第七节。
Now these words were spoken by the Lord Jesus 2,000 years ago.
这些的话是主耶稣基督在2000年前讲的。
But they were not spoken in English.
但是这些话并不是用英文讲的。
They were not spoken in Chinese.
也不是用中文讲的。
500 years ago, these words were first translated into English.
大约500年前，这些的话第一次被翻译成英文。
500 years ago, the English people, they were not educated. They were a village people.
在500年前，英国人他们并不是很文明的一个民族，他们好像还住在村子里。
500 years ago, China was the big nation of the whole world. They sent ships around the world. China had the culture and the language. The English people were peasants, village people.
500年前，中国是文明的古国。 当时，世界上最文明的国家是中国。他们派遣船只到各个国家，要他们进贡。
All their words were in Latin and French, the language of Europe.
但是英国还很落后，所以当时用的那些语言是拉丁语。
But there was a few men that saw God's word and were born again.
但是呢，有一些人他们看见神的话，读到神的话语，他们重生了。
They said we must tell the people in their own language.
他们说我们必须告诉人们用他们自己的话能够读神的话语。
So here, we must have God's word in English and Chinese.
所以我们为什么这里今天我们需要用中文和英文来读神的话？
You must have it in your own language.
因为你必须用自己的话能够认识神的话语。
So 500 years ago, these words were first translated into English.
所以大约500年前这些的话第一次被翻译成英文。
This is the Lord's answer to Nicodemus.
这是主给尼哥底母的答案。
So, there was an old man named Mr. Bryant in the 60 years ago.
所以有一个老人，他叫 Mr. Bryant.
Bryant. He was a farmer.
Bryant，他是一个农民。
Down past Wollongong, he was a simple farmer.
他是个农民，他住在卧龙岗下面。
And he was born again.
他重生了。
And he had a farm. He sold the farm and gave it to a gospel mission.
他有个农场，他就把农场卖了，把这个钱捐给一个福音的机构。
And he lived in Sydney in World War II.
他在二战的时候就住在悉尼。
And he had a great burden. People could not see the kingdom.
他有一个很大的负担，就是人们不能见神的国。
So he asked a man to write this sign.
所以他就叫人做了这个牌子。
And he would stand on the train platform and give out gospel tracts for 50 years.
他就站在站台上就挂着这个牌子发福音单张给别人。
He would go in the morning, he would go in the evening.
他早晨去，他晚上也去。
Because he said the people of Sydney must know the kingdom of God.
因为他心里有个负担，说悉尼的人必须认识神的国。
He used the words the Lord Jesus spoke to Nicodemus.
他用主耶稣对尼哥底母所讲过的话。
So you see, God always stirs up this message.
神一直是用这些话，好像来激动我们的心。
In the 1930s, in China.
在1930年代的中国。
See, Brother Watchman Nee and many young brothers at 18, Fujian, they would write gospel shirts.
在当时的福建，我们的尼弟兄他们出去传福音的时候，也是穿着那个福音的那个长袍。
You've seen pictures. They went around, young brothers at 18 with gospel shirts and drums, walking through the streets of China.
我们可能有些人看过一些的图片，讲到当时的年轻人，他们为主的缘故啊，出去传福音。They
had a heart. They said their countrymen in China, they must see the kingdom of heaven.
他们有一个负担，说他们的同乡，他们的我们的国人必须认识神的话，神的国度。
So you see, the Spirit is always pleading with us.
所以神的灵一直是来提醒我们。
Because if you see, then there's the glory.
如果我们有看见，我们就能够进入那个荣耀。
If you're born again, you can see the light. And you can taste the glory. You can have fellowship with Christ, heart to heart, spirit to spirit.
我们如果重生，我们就能够见到进入那个光中，我们能够跟神有交通，灵跟灵，心对着心，我们可以跟神有一个交通。
It's like a blind man, suddenly eyes are open. I can see.
好像一个瞎眼的人，眼睛突然被打开，说我能够看见。
So there it is. The Lord always says, don't live without Christ.
所以主一直在那里提醒我们说，不要过一个没有基督的生活。
He says, don't know about me, you must see me.
不要只是知道关于我的事，必须认识我，必须看见我。
Don't learn about the kingdom, enter into the kingdom.
不要只是知道关于天国的事，那是要竭力进入那个天国。
How do you enter into the kingdom? You just believe, and the Holy Spirit will change your life into a spiritual life.
怎么样能够进入呢？只要相信圣灵要改变我们的生命，使我们能够进入他的国。
And if you say you believe, you must walk.
如果你说你已经信了，那么你就要行走在那光中。
That's why this fellowship is so important. We walk together.
所以我们这样的聚集是很重要，因为我们要一起携手来同行。
I cannot walk without you.
我不能够没有你，我单独的行走。
Why am I here?
我为什么在这里呢？
Much of the conversation is in Chinese.
我们大多数人都是讲中文的。
But if the Spirit is here,This is for God's glory, isn't it?
但是如果圣灵在这里工作，那么这是为着神的荣耀的。
And I know, when I talk to you, most of you know this much English. You say, yes, I know this. See, your English is perfect for the kingdom.
所以当我跟你们讲话的时候，我发现你们大多数人认识这些的单词。
See, you passed the test.The English test for the kingdom of God.
所以如果天国有一个英语测试的话，你们已经 pass 了。
I can tell. There are many of you might be 80 years of old, but you say, I know these five words. It's happened to me.
有很多人可能英文不好，但是这些的单词是大多数人都认识的。
That's enough, isn't it?
这就够了。
Now I'm going to have to learn this in Chinese.
那我就要学这些的单词，学中文。
But see,What's this? Our fellowship is in the spirit, isn't it?
我们的交通乃是在灵里面，不跟语言没有关系。
And that's the glory.
这就是神的荣耀。
And that's what's living here. So you must let the Holy Spirit live and move and guide us and bring us into the glory of the kingdom.
我们必须让圣灵自由的在这里运行，引导我们进入神的国。
So.After this, we have the privilege of worshiping God in the Spirit and truth.
在这个信息以后，我们也有那个权柄，有那个权利，可以在灵和真理里来敬拜神。
So may the Lord encourage each other, but look out for those next to you.
所以求主真的来鼓励我们，让我们来关心我们身边的人。
Do you know the brother and sister next to you?
你知道你坐在你旁边的弟兄和姐妹吗
？You ask them.
你问他们
，Are you born again？
你是否已经重生
？Are you walking in the light？
你是否行走在光中
？Will you die in your sins or are you set free from your sin？
你是将要死在罪中，还是你已经脱离了罪
？Christ needs you to look after the brother and sister on your left and right。
基督需要你来关心你左边和右边的弟兄和姐妹。
Once you've seen the kingdom, you don't want.Anyone next to you to miss out on the kingdom.
如果我们要一起进入神的国，那么我们不希望有一个人是错过的。
So may God give us His blessing and His fellowship and His glory in the midst of the church.
所以求主加添他的祝福和他的交通，他的荣耀在我们中间。
Let's bow our head in a word of prayer.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear loving Father,
慈爱的天父
，We thank you for these heavenly words.
我们为着这些属天的话语来感谢你。
Lord, these are your words.
这些是你的话。
You have kept them for thousands of years.
你已经保守这些话在过去的几千年中。
You have brought them into our own language.
你将这些的话带到我们自己的我们的语言。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the words of truth.
主，我们为着这些真理的话来感谢你。
We thank you, Lord, you are the light of the world.
主，感谢你，因为你是世界的光。
Oh Lord, will you walk with us and talk with us and feed us in the word of the kingdom?
主，求你与我们同行，愿你的话语来喂养我们，使我们能够进入你的国。
Oh Lord, we come and ask for your wisdom and grace and blessing.
主，求你是将你的智慧和你的祝福倾倒在我们中间。
Will you come and knit us together that everyone might be born again?
请你将我们织成一片，叫我们每个人都能够清楚的重生得救。
As we thank you for this time together,
我们为着这个时间，为你所赐给我们宝贵的时间，我们感谢你。
In the name of Jesus Christ,
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.